This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel.
I started singing, but I love this American pie. Oh, I'm shedding to the levee, but the levee is dry.
That's Don McLean's song, American Pie, and it figures prominently in our next story. A Michigan city is trying to put a positive spin on a negative story published by Newsweek earlier this year. As Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith reports, the people of Grand Rapids have put together a remarkable music video set to American Pie, and it's getting rave reviews.
It was late January when Newsweek published a seemingly innocuous article listing America's top 10 dying cities. The list was based on total population loss and the loss of those residents younger than 18. It's really no surprise that three of those cities were in Michigan, which was hammered hard by the recession. Detroit, Flint, and Grand Rapids all made the list. So what can you do to refute that your city isn't really dying? Here's what these guys in Grand Rapids did.
If you're a featured extra or a featured character, stay where you are. Otherwise, we need extras in Rosa Parks Circle. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Joe Pesch.
I'm Paul Lungeski. We're definitely trying to get used to how fast we have to go to keep up with the camera today.
Joe and Paul are two of the nearly 5,000 people who took part in the Grand Rapids Lift Up video. Just imagine a whole lot of people singing karaoke to the same song at the same time. The hard part is shooting a video of them lip-syncing the song in a continuous shot. One take, no edits. It's kind of the holy grail of videos, and it's not easy.
I'm Nick Lavelle. We're all part of the crew. And it's our job to manage and organize our separate event areas. We have a section with the fire department, a section with pillow fighters, a section with zombie fighters. All of these different events need to be organized across Grand Rapids.
There's also a section of the Lift Up with kayakers, Nerf gun shooters, marching bands, explosions, even a helicopter takeoff.
My name is George Hartwell. I'm the mayor of Grand Rapids, the greatest city in the galaxy. And my role in Lip Dub is to ride in the back of this car.
We sing.
And there we were all in one place. A generation lost in space with no time left to start again.
Yeah.
Fortunately, this is a Lip Dub,
and
Don McLean will be singing it instead of us.
Hartwell has been railing on Newsweek ever since it published the Dying Cities list. Here he is in his State of the City speech.
Just last July, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce awarded Grand Rapids its Siemens Award for the most sustainable mid-sized city in America. Now, put that in your pipe, Newsweek, and smoke it.
Grand Rapids' population did decline over the past 10 years by about 2%. But the Lip Dub video's director, Rob Bliss, says that certainly doesn't mean Grand Rapids is dying, though in making his point, he insults another Michigan city.
Its culture is growing so rapidly that I think that's what just surprised people. I think Flint was like 9 or something like that. So to think that we're just like a step away from Flint, I think was ridiculous.
Bliss and his buddy Scott Erickson had to raise close to $40,000 to pull off the Lip Dub video. When it was released late last week, fans plastered the Lip Dub all over Newsweek's Facebook page. Newsweek quickly issued a statement on their page asking people to spread the word that the magazine loves Grand Rapids. Their editorial staff doesn't agree with the Dying Cities list, that they didn't even create it, only published it through a content-sharing deal with another website. Considering the video has over 1 million views, Erickson says they don't even care Newsweek hasn't said the words, "We're sorry." Don McLean is the original singer-songwriter of American Pie. The rock folk song topped the charts for a month in 1971. Now, 40 years later, film critic Roger Ebert is calling the Grand Rapids music video the best ever made. For NPR News, I'm Lindsay Smith in Grand Rapids.
And you can see the Grand Rapids Lip Dub video at npr.org.